Jim Skeffington cut quite a figure in Rhode Island. The Providence native scaled the heights of the legal profession in his hometown and was the go-to guy for political and business deals. His bespoke banker's pinstripes and Ferragamo ties masked a sharp understanding from the bottom up of Rhode Island's florid political and business cultures. Even as his large family and many friends pay final respects to Skeffington this weekend, the talk among Rhode Island's political and business hierarchy has been, what happens next to the proposal to move the Boston Red Sox top minor league team from aging McCoy Stadium in Pawtucket to a new ballpark on the downtown Providence riverfront? The biggest question in the aftermath of Skeffington's death is who will step up as the point person for a plan that has drawn brickbats, some justified and some not, from Providence's east side and some state lawmakers. The new Paw Sox team has sought to tamp down speculation that Skeffington's passing changes anything. The message from Larry Lucchino, Skeffington ally and a lead Paw Sox owner, is that Skeffington's dream of an architecturally pleasing downtown stadium did not die with him. Lucchino's Stay the Course campaign is naturally based on getting a deal that includes some level of public subsidy to build the stadium on land cleared by the raising of the interstate I-95 highway that once sliced through the core of the capital city, cutting off downtown from its heritage as a port at the top of Narragansett Bay. The public relations rollout for this project has not been the best. Before the merits of moving the stadium from Pawtucket to Providence were vetted, the public subsidy issue overshadowed all else. When the new owners asked for free land and a $120 million taxpayer subsidy over 30 years for the new park, critics pounced. It may not be polite to speak ill of the dead, but Skeffington and company did themselves no favors by requesting the big subsidy, demanding that the proposal get an up or down vote in the current General Assembly session, and implying that if lawmakers and Governor Gina Raimondo wouldn't agree to a deal, they would consider moving the team to Massachusetts. Now may be time for Lucchino, also president of the Boston Red Sox, and his partners to reconfigure the plan to bring it more in line with what Rhode Islanders can afford. The new owners should consider other sites nearby, particularly the open land on the so-called Victory Plating parcel in the Jewelry District. This site is only about a David Ortiz home run from the 195 parcel and has better highway access. The subsidy issue must be confronted head-on. The owners must be willing to whittle down their request to something that most of us consider reasonable for such a promising new attraction in Providence. Government subsidies have been used to promote public goods since John Adams built the lighthouses to steer shipping along the New England coast in the 18th century. Railroads, highways, airports, and even the internet were built with government grants. Robert Kraft built Gillette Stadium in Foxborough in the 1990s with private money, but also had more than $70 million in infrastructure help from Massachusetts for roads and other amenities for the stadium. Lucchino also must understand that Rhode Island politics is provincial, parochial, and contentious. Rhode Islanders relish arguments. Lucchino likely gets this. Boston's political culture is similar. In these ancient New England capitals, the old saw is that the state houses are dominated by politics, sports, and revenge, not necessarily in that order. Another element is not to insist on artificial deadlines, such as trying to get this done in the waning hours of the current assembly session. Nothing good ever happened after midnight at the State House. A special session in the fall would give lawmakers more time to forge an agreement. As they mourn their friend and partner, Jim Skeffington, the new ownership group should start anew by negotiating a deal that doesn't seem like a taxpayer giveaway to the well-heeled. A good start would be meeting with neighborhood groups in Providence a la Skeffington. Building positive public opinion is a must. Relying solely on the power players at the State House won't make this deal happen.